Nephrophysiology is really difficult. I love the nephron. It's very complex, and I find it interesting to teach. Students do find it difficult. So again, remember, we brought in blood from the abdominal aorta into the renal artery. We branched a bunch. We eventually got to the renal cortex, okay? In the cortex, we're going to have millions of these structures called nephrons. This is where we get the name of nephrology and nephrologist from. So the very initial part of the nephron, so again, this would basically be an entire nephron right here, okay, and we're going to go over all the different parts in a minute. But the first part that you get is something called the renal corpuscle, okay? So this is the renal corpuscle here. This is the afferent arterial, basically bringing in blood from that renal artery into this tuft of capillaries that they call the glomerulus or the glomerular capillaries. And this is the actual filter of your nephrons. Okay, so you have, the kidney isn't one giant filter, it actually consists of millions of tiny filters called the glomeruli. These glomeruli, this is what they do, okay? The way to think about it is you don't want large macromolecules and cells to go through here. So if you think about the blood, how we have formed elements in plasma, basically the formed elements like red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets, any large macromolecule like proteins and sugars and stuff, we want to bring them back into the blood supply. So they're going to kind of go through these capillaries here, and they're just going to come right back through the efferent arterial, and that efferent arterial is going to go through the paratubular capillaries and then ultimately back up to the renal vein and go back to our heart, and we're going to keep circulating all these good things, okay? But whatever's smaller, okay, whatever the filtrate is, like for example, water, electrolytes, various different nitrogenous wastes, is gonna go through this tuft of capillaries into this thing called the glomerular capsule, okay? So the capsule plus the glomerulus is what makes up the corpuscle. So all that filtrate, whatever we don't want, is gonna go into the capsule and go into the proximal convoluted tubule, AKA the PCT, right there, okay? And then to see the rest of it, again, I kinda have to get kinda close here, sorry. Okay, so this would be the glomerulus up there with the Bowman's capsule around it. Any filtrate that goes through, think like water, electrolytes, different nitrogenous wastes like urea, uric acid, creatinine, then all the electrolytes like sodium, potassium is gonna go through into the proximal convoluted tubule here. That's where we're gonna basically reabsorb everything else. So you're gonna bring amino acids, glucose, water, bicarbonate, sodium, all back into the body, into those paratubular capillaries. It's going to continue as the descending limb of the loop of Henle. That aspect of the nephron is permeable to water, so we can reabsorb water there. It's going to curve around, and you have the ascending limb of the loop of Henle. That's impermeable to water, so water can't get through here, but electrolytes can, like sodium. Okay, this is where loop diuretics like furosemide or Lasix work. And then the ascending limb of the loop of Henle goes into the distal convoluted tubule right here. The distal convoluted tubule is controlled by hormones. So aldosterone goes here and causes sodium reabsorption and potassium secretion. ADH, antidiuretic hormone, will come here, create aquaporins, helping us reabsorb water. Parathyroid hormone comes here and helps us reabsorb calcium. And don't forget, we had the potassium secretion that we talked about from aldosterone, but you also have the secretion of hydrogen ions here, okay? Then whatever's left is gonna come through the distal, or that terminal aspect of the distal convoluted tubule, and multiple DCs, Ts will come together and go into the collecting duct. Well, we'll get some more watery absorption from antidiuretic hormone, and that, basically that collecting duct's gonna empty through the pyramid into the minor calyce, which goes to the major calyx, into the renal pelvis, and out the ureter, and into your urine.